a couple times I've driven up to Niles myself when I was doing DoorDash. Interesting little town, I guess. I think it was Niles. I think that's where I went. Is that North Cassopolis? Or is that... I think now that's located, actually.
This is what the FFF software was east of Niles.
Did you say Cassopolis is east of Niles? Is that what you were saying? Okay, very good. Yeah, that sounds good. I have to travel, I don't have to, but I do travel this bypass every day to and from, and boy, sometimes it really gets treacherous. This morning, over by Goshen, most of the roads were not cleared off, but as you get over here towards South Bend, then things got a little bit better. But other days, it's kind of reversed, that it's better at Goshen, and then you get over here to the South Bend area, and it's like zero visibility and that kind of stuff. That gets a bit unnerving.
Oh, I'll bet it does. Oh, I know. I've been on a bypass a time or two when it's nothing but a sheet of ice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was that way a while back. I run an app called Waze. I like watching the like running that app. It's an app that's like Google Maps, but the cool part of it is it's kind of grassroots in that people can report things. Like, for instance, I had a report that there was a car on the side of the road, and it says it asks if it's still there, and I'm saying, nope, not there anymore. And then it'll tell you if somebody saw a police officer ahead. It'll tell you if there's hazards ahead. You know, but people report it as they go. So it's kind of cool. See, it's helped me multiple times doing that and, you know, watching it. So, I know how to get to work every time, but I like running my GPS so that I can at least, you know, give myself an ETA and also just kind of get a visual of what's going on ahead of me. It'll tell them slowdowns and things like that as well.